This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 406 for Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning.
Hello.
What do you call a cross between a porcupine and a turtle?
I don't know.
That's slowpoke.
Oh my God.
All right.
So we're going to come back to that.
We're going to come back to that. Yes. There were actually a couple submissions that actually included that joke. That very same version of it.
Yeah, yes. Which was interesting. We also had one submission that had three or four different porcupine jokes, which I got to say is impressive.
I didn't know there were four porcupine jokes.
I know.
What's up? You know what today is?
Yes, it's Hobonichi Day.
So Hobonichi is now officially on sale, and we've gone over it. We went over it last week.
Yes.
You can see kind of the bigger picture if you just check out last week's podcast. We'll run through real quick what sizes and what models and stuff are available.
There's a ton of stuff.
It's cool stuff.
It's massive this year. So I'm scared for next year.
This is pre-order. They are on their way to us, so as soon as they get here, which should be hopefully sometime this month,
yes,
then we will ship them out. So it's pre-order at this point.
They did warn us that there were, and I don't remember which ones, one or two designs that were late coming to them, and they would be shipping a little bit later. But
that's probably what's holding up our shipment this year.
Yes.
So let's run through the models,
okay.
Of course. Teicho A6 and sets. So we have all of those. I still have not picked mine out yet, but...
So you can buy just the Teicho planner if you've got a cover from last year, or if
you... Don't use a cover.
I will say I would recommend something, because while it is a decent quality...
It's a nice cardboard cover.
Yeah. If you're going to use it every day, toss it in your bag or whatever, you may find that it gets a little worn at the end of the year.
Yeah, if it's on your desk, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
If it's the only place it is.
And some of those covers are really cute.
You
better choose quickly.
I'm going to choose extremely quickly here. So, also, along with that, A5 size, which is called the Cousin, plus sets. So, a lot of interest in the Cousin. And so, this year, we went a little bit heavier on the Cousins.
I think the first year, did we get any?
We did get Cousins, we just didn't get any sets.
Okay, and then the second year, they were very popular. In fact, I got one and I loved it. I just didn't use it enough, so I'm agonizing this year. I agonize every year.
You agonize every year. You said you're not going to get one this year.
I know.
I am. Okay. Not a Cousin, I'm getting a Teicho.
Okay.
All right.
But the Cousin is a beautiful size. It's the biggest one that they make.
Mm-hmm. So, nice A5 size.
Yes.
It's very nice.
Beautiful.
Laid
A5s.
Out beautifully.
Yes.
Yep. And then on the flip side of that, we also have, of course, the ever popular Weeks.
Yes.
And the Weeks Mega, which have a few extra pages in the back.
They have a lot of extra pages.
A lot of extra pages. And then we have the 5-year A6, which is kind of a cool, kind of a some lines a day kind of idea. And then we have a couple of accessories.
Yes, we've got some clear covers, which are really nice. Especially the ones on your Weeks are really cool because they actually create then an extra flap where you can put business cards, stickers, whatever else will fit in there. But those are nice. And then this year we got the clear cover on cover for the A6 for the Teicho. These will fit on the...
It's most of the printed and the vinyl style covers, not the...
Not the zippered?
The zippered or the leather.
Yes, because those are a little bit too thick.
Yeah, and actually they make some statement that the PVC, the plastic, could react with leather, so...
Don't do it.
Don't put it, even though it may fit on a leather, don't do it. So.
And then, of course, the memo pads, which are really, really cool. And they are graph. I looked at mine.
Are those the ones you used or the ones you didn't use?
They're the ones I have.
The ones you have. Okay.
Yes.
Very safe.
I'm going to use them this year. I'm going to use... Well, they're not dated.
Well, yeah. So that's a great thing, right? Yeah. If you don't use them, you can...
three different colors. I just didn't get around to it.
Okay, all right. Well, throw one in your Liberty fabrics, and then just and you got to have a pen in there too. So.
Oh, now it's getting complicated.
Just put like a, you know, you could put a preppy, one of those new preppy wahs or something in there. Something inexpensive, so you don't have to worry about a DuPont falling out.
Oh, yeah, that'd be bad.
I'm just trying to help here.
I know. I almost appreciate your help.
Almost, okay.
What other accessories do we have?
Weeks cover only. So we do have some covers, some fancier covers for the Weeks.
They're really nice.
Just like your Liberty fabric that you showed off.
I use mine as my wallet, and it is so perfect and gorgeous. I get compliments almost every time I take it out.
You do.
So.
So that's pretty. The notebooks are back in stock on that A5 size memo pads. So that's the weekly calendar supplement. Did we talk about that?
We did not.
So this year new is the weekly calendar supplement. It is A6 size. It slides right into your Taecho, and then you got your week view too. So that's kind of cool. So those just launched today, actually last night, and
while we purchased this year, we ordered a ton of covers and singles and just, you know, the regular Taechos and everything. There is a finite amount. So if you're debating, I would choose sooner than later because
Even though we have a reorder.
We have the option to reorder later.
It's not, everything is not always available.
Right. What we can order to start is not always, you know, they sell out. So it's not always what's available later. So if you hesitate, you may not be able to get the one that you think you're in love with. So make a decision, live with it, and love it for the rest of the year.
Great.
There you go. You've got to make a decision.
The Maiora Aventus.
Great.
So these, I'm going to pull the first one out here because I like it a lot. Made by the founders of Delta. They come in, what do we've got here? 7 different colors.
Yes.
This is a nice, it's a nice full-size pen. It's not oversized, it's not too thick, but it's got a little heft to it, just a little bit, because it has a unique feature that you can remove this blind cap to access
the converter,
or you can just do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
But you see, we've got a metal.
For those of us
a metal end on the converter.
Technology challenged. So I can just take it off like
you
this.
You can just take
without this, breaking anything. That's awesome.
Yes. So there is a little more weight back here, but it's got a nice heft to it.
A really nice heft to it.
Yeah.
It's a little heavier than you imagine a resin pen would be because of the internal workings. But it's not too heavy by any means.
And interesting, when you post it, it almost doesn't change the balance at all. So.
All right.
But anyway, I mean, look at this material.
It's gorgeous.
This is great.
It's a nice weight. It's a nice size. It's, for me, I have fairly small hands. It's like on the border of too big, but definitely comfortable.
Yeah. Yovo number 6 nibs. And these are extra fine, medium, broad, 1.1, I believe. And
all right, so what colors
We've got the Imperial, which is this really super cool blue.
All right. That is pretty.
The Perla, which is,
gorgeous.
It's a nice looking.
You know, white pens are a little risky.
Mm-hmm,
Flat white pens or glossy white pens. This is pretty.
So it's like the Penlux Snowflake, but it's got a richer white. It's not as transparent as that snowflake.
But it's a nice
color combination with that gold trim. That's the deep purple.
That's kind of a plummy purple.
It's a nice color.
Sure.
It's really, in your face.
It's different. Yeah, it's not a shy pen.
Yeah. And then this one either. This is the Amore. The red.
Love red.
Yeah, gold trim.
That's very
pretty cool.
La Pio.
Is this guy here, the matte black with the rhodium trim?
That's pretty.
That's nice.
I like a matte black pen. Not many companies do that right now.
It's a nice looking pen.
Okay.
You know, and they engraved the barrel old style. I like that. That's nice.
Okay. What else?
Onice, is that how you pronounce that?
Sure.
Gloss.
Just messing with
gloss
you.
Black with gold trim. Classic look.
That's your little black dress. Pen.
Yeah, that's a little black dress. Pen. Well, what is this one then? This is the Utica.
Oh yeah.
Which is really
that
nice.
That is gorgeous.
And it's got this nice kind of almost a tortoise lined pattern on the barrel.
Which is kind of funny because Delta back in the day made a model called the Unica.
Yeah.
In fact, we did our own.
It looked nothing like this.
We had two
exclusives.
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Although they did take number six nibs. So.
Yeah.
Technically. But that's a nice looking pen.
That's really pretty.
Yep.
Different.
Roller clips on these guys. Nice cap bands. So.
Really pretty.
And steel nibs. What's under $200 and you're getting a quality Italian pen.
What's ironic about left-handed nibs? They're for writing.
Kaweco has revamped their ink line in that they now have 50 mil square bottles.
Yeah, look at that.
They used to have, what are these, 30 mil?
These are 30 mil, yeah.
The old bottles are 30 mil. Came in your kind of pelican style bottle in a plastic box. And now the new bottles are square. Looks like a little jam jar almost.
It does, yeah.
In a paper box.
Cardboard box, yep.
The other thing that they've done is they've changed the price. And so...
Drastically, actually. Yeah. Drastically changed the price.
The new 50 mil bottles are actually... less than the original price of the smaller bottles. So what did we do?
We just basically chopped the price in half.
Of the old bottles to get rid of what we have remaining.
So whatever 30 mil bottles are left. And right now I've got this, sunrise orange is a great color.
It's a pretty color.
It's a really nice color. And the summer purple is nice. But we only have a few of the 30 mils left. And then when they're gone, they're gone. And
we did mark them down.
Yep, they're marked down, yep.
Because it's silly to have a smaller bottle for more money than a big bottle.
Yes. We got some coming soon items. Pilot Vanishing Point Limited Edition for this year, the Black Ice.
It's a blue ombre.
Blue ombre. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And it's got black trim. Do you need a moment?
It's a cool pen. I like it. I'm gonna keep one. I decided.
Okay. Like there was any doubt.
I didn't keep one from last year. It's neat.
Okay.
It's neat. It's
all right,
blue,
the U-Gush.
And it's got the black at the tip with the black clip. It's a cool looking pen, and I bet you it'll look better in person because they always do.
They always do.
So very few that we're getting this year.
Yes.
Allocation was minimized, we shall say.
Well.
So we're getting very few. If you're interested, sign up for the back in stock.
Yes.
Because I'm taking one, and I think Dave is too.
Esterbrook Accutron.
Well, why don't you talk about the Esterbrook Accutron? Why don't you do that?
You're going to let the non-watch person? Do you want me to use my lingo?
Esterbrook has partnered.
Brian loves watches, and I love to mock him about it. Go ahead.
Esterbrook has partnered with Accutron and made an Esterbrook SD in an Accutron green.
It looks really pretty.
With the Bulova Accutron logo on the nip. Super cool. Accutron on the cap band. It comes in a standard size.
And oversized?
And an oversized with an 18 karat nip.
Yes.
Now, to make things simple on this, all nibs are medium. So if you're a fine or an extra fine person, because of the logo, they're all medium. They could
cannot
be
changed.
Yeah, it can't be changed.
Meaning we can't swap it for an existing nib that we have here because of the logo.
It won't have the logo on it, yeah.
Right.
But two sizes, those are coming soon.
Really, really pretty material. Green and like a turquoise and then gold.
Yeah, and that,
sparkly. It's really, really pretty.
That comes from, if you're familiar with the circuit board of the Accutron or the Bulova Space View, you can see the color where the color inspiration came from, but that's what it came from. I have an Accutron.
I'm sure
so I've got
you
a, for those that are interested, and it doesn't matter. 218 is what I've got.
Okay.
From 72.
218 from 72.
That's correct, yes.
I have a sub 441. Brian's big into watches, and it's just a lot of fun when it's like new watch day here.
All right.
Anyway, so the Accutron looks
right
really, really
it does
pretty.
Look cool. It does look cool. I have to admit, I considered whether I should get one.
And it's an interesting partnership.
Yep.
You know, kudos to Kenro for really thinking outside the box and, you know, partnering with some of the different blank manufacturers, different, you know, using different materials, and now this. So it's really been a joy to see how Kenro has evolved the Esterbrook brand.
Yeah. And that 18 karat is a limited edition.
Numbered, correct?
I believe it's numbered. There are only 100 of them. Speaking of Esterbrook.
Okay.
SD ballpoints.
Oh, yeah, this was confusing.
Price has now been dropped.
Yeah, so, what's up with that?
So Esterbrook has decided to drop the MSRP on their ballpoints. You have a selection there.
I could get one.
They're nice width. There's a nice girth on that.
Here, why don't you take...
They're now $100. This one's great. I love this.
It's a nice size, a nice weight. These are just, you know, the material that they use is gorgeous to start with, but... if you're not a fountain pen person, this makes a great gift. This is good for you.
I love the bandless design on this, on the ST. It's really nice.
Just they've really, really done a great job.
But for $100, this is a steal. Really a steal.
Sea glass.
Sea glass is pretty.
I love sea glass. Yeah.
So.
Could be mine.
It could be yours. So they're available in all the standard colors. You know, your black, your cobalt, your tortoise, honeycomb, sea glass. And we do have some still available in the aqua, which is actually really pretty. See, you could use that in your Hobonichi.
Probably too big, but I could make it fit.
So that's cool.
Okay.
So Esterbrook SD ballpoints.
Price reduction.
All ballpoints have been dropped.
And this is not a temporary sale. This is a permanent price change. Okay.
So next up, we have...
what are those? Where'd these come from?
So I have in front of me a Sailor 10 pen leather case.
Okay.
So I've had these for quite a while, and I wasn't really sure what to do with them. But they are actually from our cocktail sets that we bought last year. So the 10-piece sets, the pens came in the leather case.
And we sold a couple of the sets
complete. We sold a couple of the sets complete.
And then broke the rest up. Okay.
So, but they weren't quite, because the pens, they were in a plastic sleeve, a real hard plastic sleeve. They left some marks on the leather.
Okay.
And so they're not really, I mean, they're brand new, but they may have some tiny.
Oh, it's minimal.
It's very minimal.
But if you're super picky, it's there.
Yeah, if you're super picky, it's there. But so these are normally $150.
Okay, and what are we doing with them?
I'm selling them for $75.
Great.
So we have a couple of these. They have the nice Sailor logo, and you've got the Popeye on there. This is the Sailor on there. This is the old logo, not the new logo, but.
And it has one large piece of elastic, not two, just so you're aware.
Yep.
But nice, so.
It's a great case.
I know
really
this
a great
is
case.
Sacrilegious, but.
Well, you can do whatever you want. I don't care what you do with it. But it's just, it's not perfect enough to sell as new. In fact, they all come in a beautiful black box, but.
Actually, because the elastic is so big, I really don't think that your pens are gonna jostle around together and bump into each other, which is really nice. Really well made. All right, that's exciting.
So anyway, we've got a few of these left. Sailor 10 pen cases. They're very, very nice, and if you're a big Sailor fan, you gotta have one.
I asked my dog, what's 2 minus 2? He said nothing.
We got in some cross Botanica pens. Those are really pretty. There's kind of a funny story behind those.
You know, they're good looking pens.
So a couple years ago, our cross rep came to see me. You are going to get roasted, yeah. Our cross rep came to see me in Chicago. And we went through the whole catalog. Here's what's leaving. Here's what's coming in. And I saw the Cross Wanderlust pens, and I really liked them.
She was a great rep, but she could sell ice to an Eskimo.
Well, that makes her a very good rep.
I know,
that makes her
but
a great rep.
I always left my pocket was empty every time Diana left.
And she has since retired, so we miss you, Diana. But I saw the Cross Wanderlust when I was in Chicago, and I just thought they were really a pretty pen. They are designed on the body of a Cross Century
2.
So it was a slightly thinner pen, really pretty.
But not the super thinny.
Yeah, not the super thin ones that we all got, those of us of a certain age.
Classic Century.
Right. Yeah. A big enough size, really pretty, a little bit of bling to make it a little different. And I liked that because a lot of Cross pens are very subdued. And so I ordered them, and Brian was like,
"I thought you were nuts."
Like,
what the
hell? These don't look like crosses. These are kind of blingy. I don't think I want these in Appleton. And every time I'd sell one in Chicago,
every single time,
I'd send Brian a text, "Wanderlust!" Exclamation point. And finally.
So we got the Wanderlust, and they do very well.
They do very well. You got them. They're online. We sell them in Appleton. Yes. We sell them online. And then out of the blue, Brian says, "Oh, by the way, just recently, I ordered some Cross." Okay. Great. He says, "I got the Botanica."
You know, if you have the Wanderlust, it's not a stretch.
Right. For a minute, I didn't hear Botanica, I heard like Pen of the Year, which is a little blingy
for me.
The Botanica is the same size.
It's Century 2, yep.
And,
same size as the Wanderlust.
Similar, but it's a little more colorful. Less, you know, the Wanderlust has that creamy ivory body and then a little bit of bling on it, color and bling. And the Botanica, they are pretty. So yeah, we have those. Nice. What else have you ordered that I don't know about?
Yeah, that's...
This is the surprise Lisa time.
We did get in the Private Reserve Infinity Ink. Now I have not had a chance to test this out.
Yes, the Infinity and the Pearlescent.
But the Infinity Ink is supposed to aid in cap off dry time.
The ECO, Extended Cap Off
Formula.
They tried it. They call it.
So we're gonna have to try that out. We'll get a pen at the office, and we'll keep the cap off all day, and we'll see what happens. But that is in stock, Private Reserve. The Infinity Ink comes in a wide selection of colors, blue to green to turquoise. So
Starting
today.
Yes.
For the entire month of September.
That's a long time.
Only.
Okay, so September 1 to September 31. So October 1st, it stops.
Well, end of September.
30 days of September 30th.
I mean,
the 31st is a bad day.
that's a bad day. I mean,
So for the month of September.
The month of September, yeah.
Okay, while supplies last.
While supplies last, we are doing, it's called the Sailor Don't Miss the Boat Sale.
That's cute.
So.
It's really cute. I bet Rachel came up with that.
Sailor has retired a number of pens this year.
Yes.
And so in order to move those along, or to aid in moving those along, those particular models, and we'll hit those in just a second, are now going to be offered at 40% off of retail.
Woo! And they never do this.
They never do this. Never, ever. Never since we've been a dealer have we ever been allowed to do that on a large group of pens. So... 40% off retail, which makes some of these just
silly.
Fresca is being officially retired. So large, standard, and there is one King of Pen left, which I may talk to you about purchasing. Fresca, Key lime.
Are you going to pay me?
I very well might, yes. Key lime, large, and standard.
Oh, the key lime is just so bright and in your face. I love that.
And then 1911 standards in blue with the black ends,
mm-hmm.
red with the black ends,
yep.
and yellow with the black ends. So the yellow is being discontinued.
They've been around forever.
They have been around since we've become a dealer. So those three 1911 standards. And then there are a few other ones that are being discontinued, but we are either out of stock of those
right.
or they're gone. So the ringless Epinard is gone, the graphite lighthouse, and some of the other things.
Anchor Gray?
Anchor Gray has been gone for a while.
And while it's sad to see some of these go, you know what that means?
That means there's going to be
cool new stuff is coming. So I am excited about that.
So Fresca, Key Lime, and then the three 1911 standard colors are going to be 40% off. And it's those models only.
Okay.
So it's not the Go USA, it's not the Pen of the Year, it's the Fresca, Key Lime, and then the three 1911 standards. So just for the month of September, and then that's it.
Okay.
So.
Great.
Big sale. Do we have any updates in Chicago?
I'm going to head down this week and drop off another load of mostly personal stuff and some product. We just don't want the product sitting there too long, unattended and unsellable. We can move into the apartment on September 15th, which means then we plan to open probably the week after.
Great.
Give ourselves a little bit of time to move in, unpack, come home, get more stuff, sleep in my own bed with my cats one more time, and then come down and open up the store that following week. We will post our slightly altered hours in the beginning. They will not be quite as long as they were.
They used to be.
Yeah. Just until we get a feel for the traffic. So, and we are inside the Palmer House on the ground floor.
Great. I don't know if you know this, but we had a giveaway for our...
Is that everything?
That is everything.
Okay.
For our 400th podcast.
We did.
And we have had a ton of entries.
We've had some really fun... we've had some great artwork. We've had short stories. We've received... did I mention really nice artwork?
Picture, artwork, yeah.
Cute little note cards, cute little stories, poems, jokes.
Yes.
A couple.
We got a couple weeks worth of jokes.
Yeah. You just have to dig through them.
So we've got them in a bucket here.
All right.
We've got all sorts of stuff here.
All right. Don't show them all.
Well, let's mix them up here. So.
Let's flip them all over so we can't see who it is.
There was one from Royal Mail.
We even got one that was what, Second Day Air?
Yes.
That was impressive. All right.
Yeah, trying to get in before the deadline here. So, all right, I'm mixing them up.
All right, you pick.
All right, am I holding this up?
No.
I'm picking?
Well, you can pick
I'm going to pick one? Okay. Ooh. This one's from France. All right, who's the winner here?
Pascal,
all right.
Excellent. All right.
So we will be getting in touch with you.
Ooh. I have somebody from Messina, New York. Oh, look, it's paper blanks.
Oh, nice.
Kathy from Messina.
Okay. You are the winner. $100 gift card.
We had a couple local people who hand delivered their entries, which was fun. Shout out to Bob for being the very first one.
Columbia, South Carolina.
Nice.
Karen.
Woo!
And last. I'm reading the Porcupine Trivia.
Yamile from Denver, Colorado. Ooh. So I'm not properly excited, and I don't know why. It's sort of like the end of an era. We've gotten mail every day, and it's been so fun to read these. All sorts of crazy stories and memories.
We got pictures of porcupines.
Yeah. A lot of people had fun with it. We learned some amazing things about porcupines. Some of you did some really deep research. So it was a lot of fun to read all of these. And I hope that the four winners enjoy their $100 gift cards.
So there you go. I will be in touch.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, reviews, and updates on the Chicago store.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, and congratulations to the four winners.
Thanks to everybody who participated in our giveaway.
All right.
There you go.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
This next joke is one of my favorites. Hope you enjoy it too. I'm so good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed.